He's a pillar of community opinion.
The Rob Snow Show returns
on Rogers TV and City News.
101.1 FM
and 1310 AM.
And between now and just shortly before noon, we are going to talk about some big city issues. In this municipal election campaign, we have three candidates for mayor joining me today. We have on the line Mike McGuire. Good morning, Mike McGuire.
Morning.
Param Singh.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi. Nice to hear from you. And Noor Kadri. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
Yes, right.
Yes.
Good morning.
Okay, thank you to all three of you for taking the time and joining us here on the Rob Snow Show on City News. So let's talk about some of the big issues. I mean, a big one in the newspaper today, for example, following this Ottawa Police Services Board meeting last night, and we've had some heated discussions here on this radio show over the last few days. Police and crime. Where do you stand? And it's not a debate. We're just going to have kind of beat these issues around. But, Mr. McGuire, where do you stand, for example, on the police budget? What do you think should happen to the police budget? Should it go up? Should it go down? Do we need more police? Fewer police? Better police? Should we defund the police? What's your stance on that?
A couple of thoughts here, Rob. I was doing a little bit of research this morning. So the Ottawa Police Service is, of the big 12 cities in Canada, the Ottawa Police Service, percentage-wise, is the second lowest budget. I think that's a good indicator that we're probably either where we should be or even a little bit low. I also note there's 2,100 employees, 1,480 police officers. That's a lot of police officers. But when you look at the size of the city of Ottawa, it's not many. I tell you, my bigger issue in terms of the budget, I always go back to this. I'm a financial conservative by nature. I make a living with very abstract analysis of data. And in many cases, financial data. I'm looking at the recent survey that came out by the Ottawa Police Service and the level of dissatisfaction within the ranks.
Okay.
So we have like a question on the front here, which is the finance, which is a good question. But I think you want to go to, like, is this the real key issue for the Ottawa Police Service?
What do you mean? How the rank and file feels about the performance of the police? Is that what you mean? Or the morale in the police, you mean? Or
we look at value for money.
Value
so if
for
you
money.
Have a dissatisfied
okay.
service, you're going to get less value for your money. And it also means that the people you're serving are probably not getting the same product that they want or deserve,
okay.
need.
So you want to look at morale and what could be done to improve that then?
Yeah, because I don't see the budget necessarily as a big sticking point at the moment. We don't appear to be an outlier at all.
Well, I mean, for some it is. Some people think it's bloated and should be cut by $200 million, you know, so defund the police. But let me move along here to Mr. Singh.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think should be done with the police budget? I mean, it's a major public expense. It's a core city service. It's been, you know, a lot of cities have taking a good long look at what they think their police service should be. What do we need? More police, fewer police, a bigger budget, a smaller budget? What do you think?
I can tell you as a police officer, we do need more police officers out there.
You are a police officer?
I am still currently a police officer. I'm on leave of absence without pay since
I didn't know
the election.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. But, okay.
Yes. And, you know, I still talk to friends and colleagues that still work. And, you know, sometimes when you hear that, you know, they're running short again, Ottawa is a very unique landscape. You can fit Montreal, Calgary, Edmonton, Toronto, Vancouver, and still have plenty of space left over. So because of that landscape, it makes it more harder to be everywhere. We are one of the lowest when it comes to police versus ratio, and we need to increase that number. And when I've done my door-to-door, and when I've spoken to community members, whether you're in Orleans, in the South End, or even in Kanata, one thing that has been told is they need more police, they need more presence. We still have a lot of issues. So I'm looking for a balanced budget. If that balanced budget means that we need more police officers, as long as it can be explained and we can prove it, or the police service can prove it and provide factual evidence, in regards to that increase. For me, that's a balanced budget. So, yes.
Okay. All right. But just on Mr. McGuire's point, Mr. Singh, morale. Morale. I mean, you come from the Ottawa Police Service. So how is morale? What do you know about that? Is it low? How could it be improved? What do you think about that?
You know, like any other institution, like any other workplace, morale goes up and down, depends on your leader. I think the current interim chief is doing a fantastic job. He's well respected.
Okay.
And morale, if you're also working with fewer officers and, you know, you go call to call to call, that has a huge impact on your morale. So morale can be low at times, and sometimes it is, especially when you're working in these kind of environment. So we need to make sure that whether it's the Ottawa Police, whether it's the Fire Department, EMS, or any other city services, that they're properly sourced, that there's proper resources there, so that, you know, people can actually come in and do their work with a smile and do their work properly. I did note, just because your morale is down doesn't mean that the service that they're going to be providing is going to lack. I've worked for the last 20 years with amazing people, and even if your morale is down, we give 110% every day when they go out. I've given 110% every day.
All right.
So they do their best, and they're going to keep pushing forward too. So
Mr. Kadri, what are your thoughts on what we should do with the Ottawa Police Service? You know, there has been this move, defund the police. Should we have a bigger police budget? Small? Should we cut the police budget? More police, fewer police? What do you think?
Let me first start by saying that the police provide an honorable and valuable service to society. Okay. And the vast majority of the police, they're doing a professional and effective job.
Okay.
And police in general is a respected career. My father was a policeman, and I look up to that model, literally. And we need to resist the cheap and easy criticism of police based on biased views of few special interest groups. So we should be countering the media rushes to judgment without all the facts. We need to look at the facts in general. And when we look at the budgets in general, I'm a professor of strategic management in the MBA and executive MBA programs at the University of Ottawa. And from a budgeting perspective, we need to look at the needs and attach a budget based on the needs, not the other way around. This is a budget, go do what you can. And that's why we should have a comprehensive study into the overall policing framework in Ottawa. And we need to address, among other things, more integration with all police forces that are active in the National Capital Region. Remember, we are the capital of a G7 nation. That's where the federal government is. That's where most of the embassies are. So we need to have a more integrated public order, national security, law enforcement, and intelligence framework among all levels of policing in the National Capital Region.
Yeah, okay.
Because we have seen along the ways some disintegration and in some situations we did not see the proper coordination between these levels. And an enhanced police professional development program for all the National Capital Region police should be there in order to promote common modern professional standards in police practices. So those are some of the views that we are looking at in order to move the policing in the right direction.
Okay. We're joined by Noor Kadri, Param Singh, and Mike McGuire. They're all running for mayor. I want to move on to a second topic here. Public transit. $700 million a year to run OC Transpo. OC Transpo's had better days. there are lots of problems with light rail. There are big plans with light rail. The service is running a big deficit, $85 million. Ridership is not recovered anywhere near what the city council expected when it passed the budget, which was ridership was supposed to be north of 80%. So, Mr. Kadri, just to keep with you here, how can the city deliver for its residents a better public transit service? What are some of your ideas?
Well, public transit should be a right for everybody to take it. And again, I go back to the premise. We're the capital of a G7 nation, and we're not on par of any of those big capitals. We're not London, we're not Paris, we're not Rome. I teach executive classes at the Academy of Diplomacy in London, and not only once I took a taxi in London. Every other time I took the tube, and people take it because it's reliable, and there is high ridership in there. So what we need to look at in Ottawa is mainly to make the public transit, mainly LRT and the bus system, more reliable to take the people from they were want to go to where they are going, and most importantly, to have that on time. I've spoken to riders, to drivers in the police service. I've had a group of my students go and do a work field study on. About 10 years ago, and they had recommendation on how to have a more effective bus routing and scheduling, and still the same issues are here today, 10 years later. We need to invest money in scheduling. We need to invest money in other aspects that have to do, for instance, reviewing the routing, optimizing the routing. I'm against free public transit completely. This is something that should be a future thing that we aspire for, not something that we have immediately. We can have pilot projects for free public transit, for instance, for seniors or for people below the poverty line. That's one thing that we can do on. But in order to increase the usage, we need to realize that reliability is the number one thing that people ask for. And then by increased ridership, we can do a lot of other things. So it's an economies of scale approach that we need to look at when it comes to...
Thank you, Mr. Goddard. Thank you, Mr. Goddard. I'm just going to move along to Mr. Singh here. Mr. Singh, you know, I don't want to have to repeat the problems are well known. How does the city deliver better public transit for its residents?
I think fundamentally we have to go to the core of what the issues are. There's an issue with scheduling, there's an issue with reliability, there's an issue with affordability. So I've spoken to a lot of people within OC Transpo, and if we can improve on scheduling, if we can improve on reliability, if we can start using proven solutions that meet the city's requirement needs and harsh environment, and start utilizing those as solutions in regards to either when it comes to repairing LRT or even buses, I think we're that much better ahead, and we can improve just city service, just OC Transport by 50%. And we haven't even injected any new money into it. You know, we keep buying buses and keep saying we're going to buy electric buses, and we have more LRT trains coming in light rail, but none of them meet the city's requirement needs. And we don't even have the infrastructure for electric buses yet. It's nice to have them, but we have to make sure those electric buses are going to work as efficiently in the summertime and as wintertime.
Okay. So you're worried about the type of vehicles that we're buying and whether they're up to the task in winter, for example, Mr. Singh. Is that right?
Because at the end of the day, electric buses, you know, like electric vehicles, we need to charge them. And some of the routes that we're currently using are long routes. We don't even have the infrastructure yet put in place to recharge those buses. And, you know, I'm not for one that would go for the cheapest tender out there. Okay. I want, and not for the expensive one either. If we're going to do this, we have to do it right and make sure that any new fleet coming in, whether electric, hybrid, or light rail, meets the needs of the city.
What do you think about free transit?
The city has.
What do you think about free transit, Mr. Singh? Free transit.
I don't believe in free transit.
Don't believe in
you know,
free transit. Okay.
If we do free transit, someone's paying for it.
All right, gotcha.
Make it affordable, and we can make Equipass affordable, and we can lower transit rate eventually. But in order to do that, we need to increase ridership. And in order to increase ridership, we need to have a system that's on time, reliable, and until such time that happens, there's Band-Aid solutions for now that we can use. But in order to have long-term solutions, we need to fix what's fundamentally wrong with OC Transpo, which is the on-time issues and the reliability issues right now.
Mike McGuire, you know, big problems with public transit. OC Transpo, $700 million a year to run OC Transpo.
Yep.
It took my producer to get from Nepean to Thurston Drive this morning, an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's only because he was having car trouble. If his car was okay, he would not ride the bus for an hour and 45 minutes to get to work in the morning. Who would? So what do we do about this, Mike McGuire?
Two issues. I see two issues to be addressed. I like the comments both by Paran and by Noor. There's a service problem. This was caused by the necessity, the city perceived necessity to cancel OC Transpo routes to drive people to the LRT to make the LRT look like a success. This proved to be a disastrous idea, and it's resulted in exactly what Paran was just saying. People, I'm not going to get on the bus, and they don't. So until the idea is restoring OC Transpo routes where ridership demand exists, that's absolutely must happen. The LRT, we've got to try and make the LRT work for us. It's been enormously challenging, as you're well aware. I've been proposing putting a commuter rail service back on existing track right now that's in use from Kanata to the train yards and only needs 4 more kilometers of track to go to just below Orleans. Why not put a commuter rail service in there? It would be so inexpensive compared to these monstrous LRT billion-dollar budgets, and it's just such a sensible thing. Wanted to add one other thing, though. You mentioned buses and the types of buses. This whole idea of electric buses, the city plans to purchase $55 million worth of electric buses in the next budget. I just cannot support this kind of expenditure at this time.
Okay.
And it's a small part of the overall energy evolution document, which the city has adopted already, which calls for $57 billion expenditures on the environment.
Yeah, but I believe isn't most of the money there, Mr. McGuire, coming from this infrastructure bank, Canada Infrastructure Bank, to buy these buses?
There is there's a grant application in place. Let's assume we get the grant application. That's
right.
Great.
Well,
we've got 4 more years of bus buying to go.
Okay. We only have about 5 minutes left. I would really like to ask you, because in the last term of council and the term before that, well, for most of the Watson years, it seems for the residents, because, you know, they were reelected, the councillors were reelected, the mayor was reelected, inflation was a good, basically, standard for a property tax increase, the rate of inflation or the cost of living. But now inflation right now is at 7%. I don't know too many people who will accept a 7% property tax increase. So what's an acceptable property tax increase, say, on an annual basis? Mike McGuire, very quickly, Mike McGuire.
Sure. Last year's budget surplus was $900 million. I can't support a property tax increase when it returns. This year's surplus would be about $600 million. We need to take a break. For the very first year of the new council, there needs to be no property tax increase. We need to reassess program by program, because the spending has gotten out of control. There needs to be a justification for the massive programming spending of the city.
Okay. Mr. Singh.
Yes.
Property tax increase. Give me a...
I think if we start freezing or cut property taxes, we're cutting services one way or another. I also don't agree with following the rate of inflation at 7%. I think that would be irresponsible on every level. I don't want to put more families on the streets because of inflation, or for something that the city's going to do. So I think we can come up with something that's balanced and equitable.
Okay.
But we have to make sure that the budget that's going to be proposed is balanced and equitable and makes sense. But I don't agree with 7% either. So,
Mr. Kadri.
Before I give you a number up, I want to give you some synopsis into these things. The city now has a lot of budgetary pressures. There are 13 unions who have negotiated collective agreements over the next many years.
Okay.
So there are increases on salaries, and that makes up a big part of the budget. There are a lot of things that the city is paying in terms of inflationary aspects. So we've got ambulances that are running on gas. We've got the buses that are running on gas. There is hydro rates that are up. So all of these things that the city is also going to be paying, and it's going to be under the that the same pressure that the people are going in terms of the budgets because of its spending. But nobody will accept the 7% increase. What I plan to be is I want to be an inflation buster, and our numbers are going to be at the 2%, and we're going to realize efficiencies of the rest 5 to 6% by reassessing all kinds of projects that we have and making sure that we realize the efficiencies that we need, not cutting the services.
Inflation buster. I like the sound of that. I think everybody likes the sound of that, an inflation buster. Okay. We only have about 2.5 minutes left, so why don't we end maybe something on a lighter note. What is this like for you to be out there running for mayor? And, you know, it's in the news media. I'm certainly guilty of it. You know, they mention the front runners, and you're not them. And maybe that's not fair. Maybe you don't think you're getting a fair shake. I'm just curious. What's the journey like, Mike McGuire? What's this journey like right now?
This is my third time, so somewhat familiar. I was the runner-up in 2014. Mr. Watson beat me. What's it like? I don't think the news media owe me anything. It's my job as a candidate to go out and make news for you folks to cover it. I've got over 70,000 people on social media. Wow. I'm doing A-okay.
All right. Mr. Singh, what's it like to run for mayor?
You know, this is my first time running for mayor or running for politics. So you live and learn a lot of things as you go. And it could be somewhat overwhelming sometimes. I've had to do a lot of reading, research. I try not to give out fluff answers or polished answers. I speak from the heart.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to the population for the last 20 years as boots on the ground police officer. So, you know, I've had this unique experience of listening and understanding the issues that are at hand. So, but when it comes to media coverage, you know, like Mr. McGuire said, at the end of the day, we're the ones pushing our platforms out there. So, and you know, it's picking up now, and I appreciate that. But you know, if it doesn't pick up, then I'm boots on the ground and making headway by knocking at doors and meeting people at community events.
All right.
So
in a minute or less, Mr. Qadri, what's it like to run for mayor?
We're putting our name there, and we're reaching to the people. I ran a shadow campaign for about 3 months, and now things are heating up big time. Over the last 24 hours, we've got 6 media interviews lined up. So people are starting to pay attention. Actually, one of the media major media outlets apologized for not giving me the coverage that I deserve after giving them an op-ed. So things are going into a heat spot. We participated in 3 debates, and in the last debate, I was chosen one of the top 5 to be in those debates. People are seeing that there were the three front runners, but there is this rising star that is edging to the front too. And this is Noor Qadri, and we're in a spot that we're happy about it now.
Okay. Hey, good luck to all 3 of you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ralph.
Have a good one.
Yep. Noor Qadri, Param Singh, Mike McGuire. They're all running for mayor. I'm running out of here, making way for Sam LaPrade on The Rob Snow Show. This is City News.
Snow Show.
Tune in weekdays starting at 9 on Rogers TV and City News 101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Number 1 for local news in Ottawa.